Holmes said. When our arrival was delayed, the abbot sent a search squad. Not far from here, they discovered our horses, who were apparently able to free themselves from the snow masses. And after that, they found the site of the accident. The carriage was dug up. Our unconscious bodies were recovered and brought here. The friar saved us. Well, not all of us. Unfortunately, it was too late for the coachman. He suffocated in the avalanche. And then I saw that Inspector Lestrade was wearing a thick head bandage, and that Holmes had to lean on a wooden crutch on one side. I looked down at myself, felt my body, but I didn't seem to miss anything else. So I grabbed Holmes's still outstretched hand, and he pulled me up. Thank you, I said as I stood next to the bed. Thank God, Inspector Lestrade said. Or the abbot, Holmes said. In the end, he rescued us, and he was just in time. Be that as it may, we had happily escaped our gruesome fate. The inspector had brought me my clothes, which were still warm. Apparently they had been dried by the fireplace in another room. As I dressed, Holmes limped to the barred window and looked out. Meanwhile, a real snowstorm had set in, and the snowflakes were shooed in all directions by the strong winds. It seems, Holmes muttered thoughtfully, that we will be stuck here. That doesn't matter for the time being, Inspector Lestrade replied. We're here to investigate, and we should get started. The fact that this building offers us reliable protection against the weather can only be good for us. After all, we are safe here. Holmes turned to us and shook his head. On the contrary, he told Inspector Lestrade, you forget, dear colleague, that within these walls a murderer is doing his mischief. As long as we don't get a hold of him, no one in the convent is safe. Holmes was right, of course, although I had tried to push this idea aside until now.